Coming to you live from the JRE Tobacco Aladino Mobile Studios, it's the Cigar Pulpit.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I am the Bishop of the Burn, Nick, and with me today, we have Trey Mac Shipley of Aladino Cigars. How the hell are you doing, Trey Mac?
I'm doing all right. How are the good folks out there? How you doing? You sound like you're not doing so hot.
I sound like shit because, as I said on Tuesday's show with Mr. Jonathan, I spent last weekend as kind of doctor for my kiddo who he came down with something over the weekend. And, you know, it's what you got to do when the kid's sick. You take care of him, right? But Monday, after I finished recording with Mr. Jonathan, started getting a little tickle in the throat, a little cough, and it's just snowballed from there. So I feel like shit, but the show must go on. I have my Pedialyte right here. And nice. I want to say right now, I'm getting absolutely no money for this plug, but I highly endorse the new DayQuil-NyQuil combo with honey. Have you had this?
No.
Oh my God, it's amazing. It tastes so good. It coats because it's got honey in it and everything. And it's like not even a problem. I can't stand most cough syrups or medicines, but this shit's really good. So DayQuil and NyQuil with honey has been a nice addition to my my day. So,
well, if I can give a non-sponsored plug.
Go for it.
Fuck Gatorlight. Okay? I know they try to market this stuff as like, oh, if you're dehydrated, drink some Gatorlight. No, it's terrible. Pedialyte is way better.
And it tastes way better.
What, is that some sort of peach bullshit?
This is the strawberry.
Oh, the strawberry is solid. There's a punch. I like the punch.
Ooh, punch.
I say this as, you know, someone who like halfway parties for a living. Yeah. You often find yourself dehydrated. And I myself, I'm good for about two of those a week of Pedialyte.
Nice. I've got that one going, and I have two more full ones in the kitchen right now just waiting. So
nice.
I'm set. But anyway, so because of all that, I haven't had a cigar since the one I smoked with Mr. Jonathan on the last show, and I'm not up for one tonight. So this is going to be a no-cigar show. I mean, unless you're having one, but...
No, that's the thing. That's another thing out there. Anybody listening out there, this is a chance for me to show you guys how to not be an asshole. I know, shocking. But if your buddy is going through a period of time where he can't smoke and you want to hang with him, don't smoke in front of him.
You can have a cigar if you want one.
I know I can have a cigar, but okay. That's kind of a dick move. Well, that's a dick move.
I appreciate that.
So in solidarity, I'm going to do what I do in my car. You know, I got my nicotine pouches. You know what I mean?
I thought you were going to say drink whiskey. I was going to be like, dude, you probably shouldn't do that in the car.
No.
They frown upon that.
They do. But I did see an interesting YouTube video recently where a guy, he drilled a hole through his, like, thermos. Drilled a hole through his cup holder. And then drilled a hole into his exhaust pipe and then ran rubber tubing through all of it, you know, so you just seal it all up. And he was saying you could use it if you got to piss.
For sure.
You can just pee in it, you know, you never have to stop your car. And I'm like, yeah, I can think of a few other things people might do with that information. Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully they don't mix the two up, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. Drinking urine is definitely not advised.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad for you.
First time.
I mean, it depends on how much urine you drink.
Okay.
I mean, it's sterile.
First time.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to keep drinking
urine. No, I mean, you can't, like, yeah.
No, you can't do that.
This is two episodes in a row I've talked about this exact topic. Jonathan and I talked about it on Tuesday.
Are you serious?
Not even joking.
Oh, Lord. I'm going to have to watch it.
Not even fucking joking. Yeah, watching it's ideal because he showed me the bottle. It's a fucked up thing. Anyway, so I asked you on because I knew if I'm under the weather and I'm barely talking, Who else? Who can carry the water? Who is a storyteller who can just fucking take the ball and run? And I knew it was you.
So you didn't reach out to Joel, apparently.
Not yet. No, I reached out to you first.
Yeah,
Joel,
it's good.
Joel has a lot going on.
Joel would turn into a wrestling show.
Well, yeah, Joel's got a lot going on wrestling-wise. And at some point or another, I do need to probably circle out with him just to help him out. But
if the parishioners aren't paying attention to that, I'll post it in the parishioners group. But
please do. Yeah.
Yeah, Frankie Kazarian's going to whoop Joel's ass. Spotlight Scotty's going down. Frankie's going to...
Kind of funny that that's the take. It's not like, oh, he's got this great fight with this big time guy. No. It's that, oh yeah, that guy's gonna beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, I want to see him humbled.
I mean, he was pretty cocky at the Arnold Classic, man, going around saying like, oh, I've talked to everybody here, nobody's willing to take me on.
I know. I tried posting a response on Facebook, which Facebook then told me if I do post this, they were going to ban me for a while.
It was a little violent.
But wrestling is violent. What do you want me to say?
I mean, disagree with you. I'm just telling you that, you know.
I mean, but I was trying to get some heat on Spotlight Scotty. You know? But, you know, Frankie, if you're out there, just seriously beat his ass. I mean, just humble my boy. Oh, because he needs it. He absolutely needs it.
Oh, that's funny.
I guess that's your news in wrestling. Well, I'll go one step further. Just popped into my head here. You know, they call Frankie Kazarian the King of TNA. Wouldn't that be a great moniker to have?
No shit.
King of TNA. TNA wrestling is, of course, what it means. But I'm saying Spotlight Scotty, the King of TNA. That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
TNA, huh?
And we put the P in the A.
Oh my God. So the last
okay.
time.
Yeah, no, go ahead.
So the last
time. To make you laugh too much.
Oh God, this is fucking great. So the last time that you were on with Ken, you teased a very interesting travel story involving your airplane. I believe that was on the way back from the farm, wasn't it?
It was.
And I've had people reach out and say that they have to hear this story. And so this kind of just worked out well because I was like, well, what am I going to do? Oh, I can ask Tramac for the travel story. So go for it, buddy. What happened on the way back from the farm?
It's got a couple of different layers. I don't know if you want me to tell all.
Go for it. Go for it. Talk about whatever you want.
We'll just tell the whole story. So,
go for it.
You know, Ken and I and the group were down in Honduras and, great time. Got to get up at 4 a.m. to get back to Comayaga to fly out, mm-hmm. right? Now, not all of us, of course, had the same flights back to the States. So it was staggered. And, of course, like, I'm on the last plane. Me and the guys from London were on the last plane. And I'm like, great. I had to get up at 4 a.m. to get to this airport, which was like a five-hour drive. And then I get to sit at the airport for like another 5 hours before I fly out. Meanwhile, I have to watch all these lucky bastards fly out like 3 hours ahead of me.
Okay.
Well, it just so happened that once we got there, their flight was delayed to the point to where they were flying out like 45 minutes before the rest of us. So now they're stuck at the airport all day too.
Okay.
So Ken and boy Mark, they find their way to the executive lounge, whatever it is out there, which me and the guys from London could have went to as well. But for whatever reason, they were weird guys and we did weird shit instead. But the next thing I know, you know, they're drinking these drinks that have orange juice and tequila and ice. And Ken keeps bringing them out to me from the lounge.
Okay.
So I'm like, whatever. Well, so I'm drinking, Ken's drinking them. We're having a good time because we got nothing to do but kill time in the airport. So we drink a bunch of these things. And eventually they go about their merry way. And finally I get on my flight to go back home. Now I'm already going to get home at like 11:50.
So it's a late night no matter what.
Yeah, it's a long day. You wake up at 4, you get home at like, because then I have to drive back home from the airport. So I'm like, I'll get home at like 1.
Okay.
Wake up before I get home. Real fun, especially for guys that can't sleep on the airplane. So get on this flight, and we got delayed too in the evening. We got delayed before we got on our flight, which then meant my connecting flight at Miami was going to be razor thin
Uh-oh.
because you got to go through immigration.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, I'm going to land and I'm going to have one, like not even 1 hour, like less than an hour to get through immigration and then to my next gate to fly out.
That's super
That's
tight.
not, it's really like you can make it, but you're probably not going to make it. It all depends on immigration.
Yeah.
So we land and there was a bunch of people that had flown with us that were either flying to Tennessee or Kentucky, and both of us were leaving at the same time. We were all super stressed, and a lot of them were older individuals.
Okay.
And as soon as we landed, they're all like hustling
Well, yeah.
to get to immigration as soon as possible. And me and the guy from London, we're like, I'm either gonna make it or not. I'm not gonna run
Yeah.
because it doesn't depend on how fast I run. It depends on how fast immigration works. So I'm like, but all these people are just, and these old people, they're shuffling as fast as
Oh,
they
yeah.
can, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I ain't doing that. I'm just gonna take my merry time. And we get into the immigration line, and of course, every time you're in immigration in Miami, it's massive. And I mean, I'm sweating because you've landed in Miami and it's hot as hell. And so I'm sweating, even though I was just walking briskly. But these old people, man, they were
Just
not having a good time.
drenching buckets, yeah.
And I'll give the airport their due. Immigration was working as fast as possible. They were not messing around.
Okay.
So that was good. We get through immigration and we're like, oh shit, we might actually make our flight. Again, your boy here, I'm gonna walk briskly. It's either gonna happen or not. But again, several of these old people are doing everything they can. I get to, and no, don't you know, the flight from Miami to both Tennessee and Kentucky is literally the very last.
I mean, of course. Not only
Yeah.
do you have to
And
get
if,
through, but then you have to literally book it from one end of the airport all the way to the other.
yeah. And
Yeah.
if you've ever been to the Miami airport, there's a significant amount of planes that fly that you don't just go through your gate, you then go through a series of mazes outside in the elements.
Okay.
So that's the case for us. And when we get there, the people on them, you can hear the people on the microphone saying, last call for blah, 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 blah. And of course, I'm one of them. And so are several of these other older individuals. And they're just going as fast as they can. And I'm sweaty and nasty. And I'm like, let's see if I get there.
Yeah.
I'm the last one to make it, but I made it. Very last person.
Look at you.
Sweet, I'm happy, and I'm drenched in sweat because now you're outside. It's hot as hell.
Yeah.
You're standing like cattle, and you're just drenched. And we get on the plane, and the first thing I notice is it's hotter on the plane
Oh, no.
than it was outside. There's no air
Oh
on the plane.
no.
At which point, there's also no PA on the plane. Okay,
Oh
no speakers.
no.
And we only have two stewardesses on the plane, even though it's full, and they were yelling at us for last call.
So everything is not going right.
Yeah, I'm like, what the hell's going on? And finally, one of the stewardesses is running up and down, telling everybody the situation. And she goes, okay, we don't know how long we're going to be here. We can't turn on the PA system or the air until the pilots get here.
Oh shit.
And the pilots aren't here because guess what? They stuck in immigration.
Oh my God.
So I'm sitting there like pissed off, sweaty, nasty. And I'm like, you mean to tell me you were giving me last call when the
When the
pilots were
pilots
stuck in
aren't even
immigration?
fucking here yet. Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh my God.
But then we're sitting on this plane with no air on the tarmac, direct sunlight, and it's just rolling off of me. I'm just like,
Yeah.
oh my God. And the stewardesses kicked into gear and they're like, anybody needs water, we got water. Well, we didn't just go through the water, we drank all their water.
Well, of course.
So then the stewardess is like, shit, now we don't have water for the flight.
And now we got to get that replenished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're all like, we need more water. All of us need more water. And these sweats just rolling off
Oh my
all of us.
God.
So this goes on for about an hour before the pilots finally get there.
What airline was this again?
This was American.
Okay, all right.
So the two pilots and like another one or two stewardesses, I can't remember,
Yeah.
get on the flight. And they're apologizing, we're going to get you out of here as soon as possible, blah, 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 blah. And they did. The pilots didn't fuck around. They pretty much got in there, shut the door, and let's go.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, I was miserable.
Well,
Swamp
yeah.
ass, nasty, like still, like you just can't recover.
No.
And I was sitting there thinking to myself, man, if I'm feeling this bad, I feel bad for all these older folks that hustled worse than I did.
No shit.
I'm like, they must be not doing so hot.
Oh no.
This would be true. So the flight, it's not a long flight. It's like 3 hours.
Okay.
And we're 2 hours into the flight. I got my AirPods on and I'm just like not paying attention to anybody. I'm just glad that I'm somewhat more hydrated and just getting home.
Yeah.
And then I notice a commotion. Let's back it up a little bit.
Oh no. Oh no.
Let's make this story 100% honest, because there's one person on this flight that I would like to say a big old fuck you to.
Okay.
There's this woman that was sitting one seat in front and to the right. She's on the right side.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So across
And
the aisle from you, but one
yeah,
seat
and
ahead of you.
the two of us, I'm pretty strategic about when I get my seats, because if I'm not gonna fly business, if I'm just, with everybody
The
else,
plebes. Yeah.
yeah, if I'm gonna be a plebe myself, which is about 50% of the time anyway,
Yeah.
then I wait till the last minute and I just try to find a seat by myself. I don't give a fuck where it's at.
Yeah.
I'll play the seat game and I'm like, oh, if that means the last row, don't care.
Okay.
Don't care.
Okay.
Well, this lady must have played the same game. Bigger gal. Me and her are like the only two that have our own seats.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why, she looks at me and says, do you mind switching seats?
Why?
Which point I'm like, well, we both have three seats to ourselves. Like, what? No, I'm fine
Yeah.
right here. And she goes, I like that side of the plane better.
Too
And
fucking bad. You should have bought this side of this plane.
so do I.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not playing your game. Like, you just deal with it. We're both
Oh,
lucky in that situation. Just shut up.
yeah.
This lady has already kind of upset me.
Okay.
And then she asked one of the stewardesses for more water. And the stewardess is like, we just got more water. Give us a minute. We'll have it ready. And they bring her the water and she's upset that there was no ice in the water. So the stewardess is very nice, takes it back, puts ice in it, brings it back to her. And then she says, there's too much ice, not enough
Are
water.
you fucking serious?
This woman was on another level.
Okay.
And as this flight goes on, I'm like, I'm gonna, this is really tough. I don't like this. And so that happens. But then she finally just shut up and watched her phone, and we're both doing our thing. And then about 2 hours into the flight, all of a sudden there's like flashing lights, call lights, and there's commotion.
Yeah.
There's standing up out of nowhere,
Something has happened.
and it's right in front. It's all the way up front, the first seat behind first class.
Okay.
So it's too far for me to really know what's going on other than something's going on.
Okay.
But I knew when we were walking in there, it was an elderly, I say elderly, they were 60 plus, man and wife that sat in those seats because I saw them and I knew they were two people that were hustling to get there in time.
Yeah.
So I knew it had to be one of the two of them. Next thing I know, they come on the PA system and say, you know, is there a doctor available? And I'm like, I've only seen this in movies. I didn't know this was real.
Yeah.
Two guys jump up and they're both like, we're both doctors, and they run up there. And it must have been the wife or the older lady that was having an issue because I saw the husband stand up. So I'm like, all right, something's going on with that lady. And as the commotion grows, the next thing I know is one of the stewardesses runs and right above my head pops this thing open and grabs defibrillators.
Oh, shit.
And at that point in time, I'm like, oh, this is the real deal. Yes,
this is bad.
Yeah. Now, I it's too far away. Like, I sent you pictures. That's zoomed in as far as
yeah,
I could.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Couldn't really see what was going on.
Probably for the best, but yeah. So,
bro. Okay.
Yeah.
So I know something major's happening.
Yeah.
And I shit you not. This woman again.
Oh, God.
While this stewardess is running back and forth getting medical supplies and defibrillators and shit.
Yeah.
Grabs her by the arm. And says to her, my mother-in-law is sitting up there. Can you find out if that's my mother-in-law?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
So stewardess is like, runs, steward, and finally comes back. And the stewardess goes to this woman and says, it is not your mother-in-law. And this fucking woman.
Oh, God.
Says, oh, I don't give a shit either way then.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay. Okay.
So somebody's up there literally needing a fucking defibrillator and dying. And this woman doesn't give a shit.
Or perhaps dead. You know, like, for all we know. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So I'm like, this woman, I don't like her.
No shit.
And then they come on the PA system and they say, you know, I need everybody to prepare for an emergency landing. We've got a medical issue. We are going to land as soon as humanly possible. And this freaking plane just like nosedives.
Oh, fuck.
Never experienced this either. And like my ears, like
boom.
Yeah. And like we never like chilled. I mean, it was like straight down.
Son of a bitch.
And my ears didn't adjust until we landed. And I'm like, oh, let's go.
Oh, my God.
No idea where we're landing. Nothing. And then this woman comes again. Just when I thought she couldn't get any worse.
No.
She grabs a stewardess again. What time are we going to get to Cincinnati?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
And the stewardess is like, this is an emergency situation. We're just dealing with, we're just worried about landing.
We have no idea.
And she says to her, I have somebody waiting for me at the airport.
No.
And I just yelled back at her, I'm like, don't we all?
Yeah.
It's an airport. We all have somebody waiting for us. You're not special.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, man. Like, if I could just, like, throw somebody out the window here, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
leave her in fucking BFE nowhere that you've just landed. Yeah.
So I also sent you the pictures of like the emergency crew waiting for us on the
tarmac. Oh, yeah. No, you had like all kinds of red and blue lights waiting outside for you.
I got to give them credit. Now, again, sadly, I was too far back. I couldn't see how they did it.
Yeah.
But we landed, and I still to this day have no clue where we landed. I'm assuming 2 hours in, it's somewhere in Tennessee or Kentucky or West Virginia. Yeah,
Midwest somewhere.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
But we land, and that emergency crew got on the plane, and I don't know how they got her out. I couldn't see, but they got her off that plane in, like, no time. like nice. Super fast.
Nice.
Because I was sitting there thinking, like, how are they going to get a stretcher on this bitch? And how are they going to get her off of here? Because it's a tiny spot. And I wish I would have seen how they did it. But, I mean, they got her off that plane super fast.
Okay.
Which was, I was very impressed. I was shocked. I thought we were going to spend the whole night there. Got her off, and then the pilot's like, straight back up. And it wasn't long. It was only like, I don't know, 45 minutes after that, we were landing in Cincinnati.
Okay.
So we land in Cincinnati. Now this time, you know, now it's 3 a.m.
Okay.
To not midnight. No, we're at 3 a.m. here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I woke up at 4. I got home at 3.
So it's like a 24-hour day practically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep. Blah. Go home. Crawl into bed. And I'm like, I ain't doing shit tomorrow.
Yeah.
I'm done. Okay. I was wrong. I was wrong. First thing I noticed was I woke up and my phone was dead. Not good.
No.
Not good. However, I also like got up and my phone next to my computer. And when my phone was next to my computer, everything that was coming to my phone was popping up on my computer.
Uh-huh.
So phone not dead. I'm like, that's weird.
Well, you were having phone issues, I know.
I've been having phone issues for a while because I'm one of those guys that like, I ride this bitch till it breaks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I had an old iPhone that...
You rode too hard. Yeah.
As Justo's wife, Vivian, put it, Trey, you need to get a new phone, not that thing that came over here with Christopher Columbus. You said that to me before the trip.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I've had that phone for like 5 years. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah.
But I found it perplexing. I'm like, how is my computer getting all this information? But my phone is black screen and it's acting like it's dead, not taking a charge. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I guess I need to go get a new phone. At which point I heard down in my belly.
We covered this in the episode with Ken too. Yeah. That ice fucking haunted you.
Yeah, and I'm like, what is this something? Oh, we gotta go.
Yep.
So I end up spending 48 hours sleeping by the toilet with this dead phone.
Oh, fuck.
I'm like, no, I can't reach anybody. Nobody can reach me.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to take the chance to walk to the living room to get on my computer.
No, dude. Because... When I did the fucking sugar-free gummy bears, like, you don't take that chance. That little 5-second walk down the hallway could literally be the make it or break it moment for your butt.
Yes.
Yeah.
No. So I slept two nights right there in the bathroom hallway.
Oh, God.
Yep. Now, I did not know that the other people that had the same drinks were having the exact same issue. Didn't know this. I don't know what's wrong with me. Finally, day three comes and I can like move around. And of course, I get to my computer and I'm like, oh, man, everybody's wondering if I'm dead. And I'm like, no, here's the situation. You've just been, you know, shitting myself for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And my phone is kaput. What do you want me to do? I mean,
oh, fuck.
So then they're like, well, you got to get a new phone ASAP. We got to get shit caught up, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, one problem here, folks. I could shit myself at any moment here. I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I end up like going to, first I go to Verizon and they look at me and they're like, we've never seen this before. And they're like, you have a zombie phone and your phone is not dead, but it appears to be dead, but it's not dead. It's alive. It's very much alive. And I'm like, well, just give me a new phone and let's download
it out
everything.
Of its misery and fucking let's get a new phone. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like, well, the problem is if you do it this way, you're going to lose all your data.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, okay, well, that's not good. No, that's really...
That's a big problem. Yeah.
And
they were like... Do you not sign up with the iCloud?
This is part of the story.
Okay.
So they send me, because Verizon's like, we've never seen this before. So they send me to the Geek Squad. They're like, the geeks might be able to fix this, and then we can get everything off your phone.
Okay.
Okay? Because again, and I don't know what was going on, or if it was my problem or a larger problem, which I think it may have been just bad timing. Because see, the cloud wasn't working at Verizon.
Okay.
Sign into the cloud. Sign into nothing there. It won't. I go to the Geek Squad. The cloud wouldn't even boot at the Geek Squad.
Huh.
And I'm like, oh. And they're like, yeah, this is weird. And I'm like, okay, we're dealing with like two separate weird issues here. This doesn't make any sense. And the Geek Squad is like, well, if we re you really have to replace the screen. But if we do that, it's a 50% chance that you're going to lose everything.
The fuck?
And I'm like, what's that going to cost? They're like $300. And I'm
Oh
like,
my
yeah, no,
God.
no thanks. So then I'm like, I guess I'm just going to go to the Apple store. Now, mind you, not only am I frustrated at each one of these locations, trying not to shit myself.
That's important.
Not easy to do it. And
No.
there were some close calls.
It's important. Yeah.
Close call. And then it's like an hour drive to the Apple store. And I'm like, if I shit myself at Apple, I'll never be able to go in there again. And my life revolves around these products. I
Yeah,
can't.
no.
So get to Apple. Same thing. We've never seen this before. So I'm like, okay, well, like, my stuff's on the cloud, right? And they're like, well, the cloud's not pulling up here. And I'm like, oh, you're
What the
damn cloud.
hell?
Oh, I'm losing my shit here. So I'm like, well, I drive back home and I pull up the cloud on my computer. There's everything.
Okay, so you've at
Okay.
least got everything there.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, worst case scenario, I just go buy a new phone and I got the cloud here. Everything's
Sync it
fine.
off your computer and you're fine.
Yeah. So I go do that. Get home. Yeah, it's not transferring.
The fuck?
No.
This is a brand new phone.
Brand new phone.
Okay.
So then I go back to Apple. Mind you, this whole time, still not in, we're not out of the woods. In fact, I still haven't taken a nice log. You still haven't. But we're not, rushing around like, ah!
Yeah.
Anyway, so finally, Apple like brings in this guy from India that's like top dog. Top dog. And I end up having to go home, bring them my 25-inch iMac,
Yeah.
show them, here's my cloud. I don't know why it's not pulling up at your store, but here's my, it's right. And they're like, oh,
Yeah.
yes, everything's there. And I'm like, well, what the fuck do we have to do to get it off here?
Yeah.
They start fucking with it. And they're like, it's not.
It's not
Like,
transferring.
it's not working. So
Oh.
they bring in this big Indian honcho guy, and I guess this guy fixes everything, and this dude's perplexed. This lasted with Apple for 3 days.
Oh my.
And then on the third day, this guy tries some crazy shit, and we got all of my Apple. If you had an Apple phone, all of that stuff transferred. Got that, and we got my notes.
Okay.
Okay. And at that point, this Indian dude cheered and he's like, Trey, we got something. He's like, he's all happy and shit. And I'm like, yeah, what about the rest of it? And he goes, Trey, after 3 days, I think this is probably all we're going to get.
Oh,
I'm
for
like,
fuck's sake.
but I was like, thank you for getting me what you got me.
So, like your
So
contacts and everything, if you like.
I had like 2,500 contacts. I got about 60% of them or so. But it's been this weird ordeal where I'm like, I don't know who I'm missing. What I have to do is go on my cloud and like manually.
Yeah, are they there? Are they
Yeah.
there? Oh, they're not
Yeah.
there. Yeah.
Yeah. And then be like, add that one manually.
Oh,
And I'm like,
gross.
so lesson learned here, cloud is great. Doesn't mean it's not perfect.
No. Wow.
And I think it's the cloud trying to get back at me.
Yeah.
I've always been anti-cloud.
And here you are.
Yeah, and I'm like, There's things I don't want to, you know, there are a lot of things that I don't want on that cloud. And now the cloud is like, well, fush you, man. So
Nice.
the cloud, but we're getting there slowly but surely. When people text me, I'm like, please tell me who this is. And when in June was that event? Oh, okay, I'll put that back in the calendar.
Oh God, your calendar too.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Oh no.
Great for a salesman.
Yeah, no shit.
Especially when I'm literally booked through up to July now. Like it's
Gross. That sucks.
but I don't know what happened to the lady, which is something I would like to find out. It was a wild, just another day in the life of traveling in the cigar world.
Nice.
And
Okay.
I do have a phone that is in the 21st century here,
There you
so
go. So, you know, you
I don't
got
like
that
this
good.
facial recognition shit
You
though.
got that going for you. That's good. So.
Yeah.
So I forgot because we didn't do a cigar that had we done a cigar, the official cutting would have been brought to you by Dan the Man Ponder and Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And like I said, since I
Can
didn't
I
do
go like this?
what? Yeah, since I didn't do a cut, you know, it's like I forgot. But guys, if you're looking for Aladino cigars in the St. Louis area, Dan the Man Ponder is the place to go. Swing on by. He's got a big selection of Aladinos, and he's got a nice lounge for you to chill out in, both inside and outside if it's nice enough. You know, if you're not in the St. Louis area, but you still want to partake in what he's got, he does mail order. So you can give him a call, talk to him or Miss Cindy, and they can send a nice shipment of cigars out to you right away. So it's Riverman Cigar Company of Crestwood, Missouri. And with that, I'm going to take a swig of my Pedialyte. So,
You
yeah.
should. Now I'm gonna be selfish here and be
Go for
like,
it.
not only does Dan have everything that you could possibly want right now, he's gonna
Okay.
have other things that you really want real soon.
Like
So
what?
PCA is just around the corner,
Okay.
and we've got some exciting releases. I'll start with the one that I'm just thankful finally happened, and that's a 60 ring gauge San Andreas Maduro. So
You
that'll be
smoked
out.
that on the show the last time you were on.
And
Yeah.
Julio re-blended it specifically for that size, so you get tons of flavor,
Excellent.
60 ring, and 12 it's 1250 MSRP. So
There you
for a
go.
60 ring San Andreas, that's a good price point.
Super nice, affordable big cigar for people.
So Dan will soon have those, and then the other is really something we've been working on for a while. I'm excited about is the Fuma
Okay.
Noche, which translates to smoke night. And packaging is beautiful. The cigar is beautiful. It's a fuller bodied cigar. It's a nightcap smoke. It's what it is. Like you smoke this and you're good. It's got a lot of nicotine. It's still be Julio is he likes to balance things out. It's not going to hit you in the face with pepper. It's not going to do that. Very well balanced, but definitely before you smoke that cigar, like I said, it is a nightcap smoke.
Okay.
And kind of like the picture behind the Aladino cigars, which is an old Havana Nights theme. This one's more black and white. So we changed the theme up to black and white. And we're going to run that as the marketing campaign. And it's kind of like, you know, it's a night scene. This is a nighttime cigar,
Okay.
something Alex hasn't really done before. And Julio did a very, very nice job of it. I'm super pumped. That cigar is coming out at PCA. They will ship during PCA. So they will be in stores in the next couple of weeks.
Perfect.
So that one's good. And then if I could tease one last thing, sir.
Feel free.
And I believe you're the first person that officially gets this tease.
Ooh, goody, goody.
Goody, goody.
Goody, goody.
I can't tell you much.
Okay.
Cigar that's never been done before,
Okay.
which is hard to say these days. Everything's been done.
Okay.
This has never been done. It's a true unicorn. It's extremely limited. It has been the tobacco. This is a project that Cousteau was really spearheading when he was on the farming side before actually joining Aladino.
Oh, so this goes back a
So
little while.
this goes back to actually technically 2015-ish,
Okay.
because this tobacco had been in Pilon's since 2016.
Oh.
They were in Pilon's in 2016. They've been super aged, 8 years aged leaf. They weren't rolled until recently, but the leaf has been aged. And like I said, cigar that's not been done. This industry does not have anything like this. It's its own blend, and it is super exciting. It's also going to be super limited. It will not ship until you're looking at June, possibly.
Okay.
We'll be taking orders for them at PCA. Again, extremely
So
limited.
we're going to find out about it at PCA.
There will be, I'm sure, everybody, we're going to have it on display. I'm sure there'll be plenty of write-ups about it because it is very unique, very beautiful. And again, it's going to be something hard to find. You're going to have to go to people that really support Aladino to find this. And even then, it's going to be hard to get. So
Okay.
pay attention to Half Wheel, pay attention to what you hear about PCA because you want this. Again, it's a flavor profile you've never had. You want to try it.
All
So
right.
try to get hands on this when it comes out. I wish I could say more, but I can finally at least say this much.
Well, that's
And
good.
it's wonderful.
There you go. All right. Well, we're looking forward to that. All good stuff that, hopefully, we'll be able to get at Riverman Cigar Company.
God,
Just
no, Dan.
to give
Dan
Dan
will
that
have.
extra plug since I am doing it fairly late in the show. But it's okay. Mix it up every once in a while. So,
He's not going to have many, but he's going to have some.
for sure. All right. Well, let's do this now. It's time for the Villiger Cigars Entertainment Report, brought to you by
Villiger.
Villiger Cigars, one of the leading cigar and cigarillo manufacturers in the world, founded in 1888 and still family-owned and operated. Head over to VilligerCigars.com and check the store locator to find a shop near you that carries them. We guarantee that Villiger Cigars will be a wonderful addition to your humidor and cigar rotation. I hope you have something because I've been going to bed super early every night, and so I don't have shit.
Okay, so I don't watch as much as most people do, sadly.
It's okay.
But shameless, I'll start with a shameless plug. Maybe talk about something next. If you didn't watch the Super Bowl, should watch it
Oh,
again
my God.
and again.
How many
My
times did
man
you?
over there, old Patty
I
Mahomes, he's a
mean,
legend.
last time you were on, you said you'd watched it 3 times. Are you how many times have you watched it now?
I don't know. I might
Okay.
have, might be a part of my day.
It's just always on in the background. Just
Yeah, it's just kind of
you just
there.
got
I'm like,
one TV on loop. I see. Okay.
yeah. So if you haven't watched it, folks, you're doing yourself a disservice. If you did watch it live, we'll watch it again because we're talking about a Super Bowl that not only went into overtime, it was the last seconds of overtime, and you saw a legend, an absolute stud, and man amongst boys. Patrick Mahomes lead his team to victory for the third his third championship.
He sounds
So,
like Kenny Powers from Eastbound and
I know, which makes it even better.
Down. I love the video where they compare the two of them. It's so
It's
funny.
so good.
So funny. I will say,
I'll get a plug for that.
there you go. I will say, I did listen to the Smoking Butts and Tappanage podcast while doing my deliveries yesterday. And I want to give a shout out to those guys because they just hit a milestone of 5,000 downloads, which, you know
That's
what?
nice.
I mean, they've gone a year. That's impressive in and of itself. And they've hit a milestone of 5,000 downloads. That's a big deal. So
Oh, that's great.
congrats to those guys.
You remember those days.
I do. I do. I hit it sooner than they did, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's the grind. You remember the grind,
It is the grind. Well, they're only doing one a week. I cheated and went to two, Granted, it cost me friendships and all kinds of other shit, but fuck it. I did it for the people. So, anyway.
Oh my God. Okay,
This is why
so
you get to hear me sound like shit, because I do two a week. If I would have only done fucking one a week, I'd have been like, well, I dodged that bullet and don't have to worry about it until next week. But no. Oh
no.
my God. Anyway.
Okay, so two more. I'll give you two more.
Okay, go for it.
The next one is I've mentioned it before, but I'll go into a little bit more detail. This is because of our last show. I
Okay.
was like, I gotta go rewatch Bone Tomahawk.
Okay.
If you haven't watched Bone Tomahawk and you're a little bit of a different kind of cat, don't know, a parishioner, y'all are different. Watch Bone Tomahawk.
Okay.
It's not short. I mean, it's a longer, it's like a modern Western, modern take on Westerns.
Okay.
But major actors in this movie. And yeah, it kind of lulls you to sleep where you're like, oh, this is just the cut and dry Western. There's not a lot going on. And also, there's no music. I didn't realize this till I watched it the second time, because they want you to be kind of lulled to sleep, but also invested in the storyline.
Yeah.
But like an hour and a half goes by before there's any type of music in this movie.
Weird.
So you're listening to this dull, dry, getting into the characters, and you're like, oh my God, this Western, it's just good enough for me to keep watching. And then all of a sudden, someone gets hit with an arrow.
It
And then
just
all of a sudden,
goes from
it's
there.
real weird. And if you're not accustomed to the term troglodyte, I suggest you get accustomed to troglodytes.
Okay.
So it's a Western with troglodytes. And when I say it takes a turn, boy, does it take a turn.
Okay.
I'm talking about some nasty shit. Nasty. And it takes a lot for me to say that.
I was gonna say, for you to say that, Lord only knows.
If I'm watching a movie and I'm like, oh, they're not gonna spread his legs, and no, they're not. But they do.
Oh, fuck. Well, there you go.
Yeah,
Sorry.
Bone Tomahawk
I hope
will
you didn't
leave
hear
you.
that, because if you didn't hear that means,
No,
oh, thank
no.
God. Oh.
The cough button worked.
No, I quickly potted down real quick. I was like, oh God, as I snot everywhere. Oh.
So, Bone Tomahawk, folks,
Okay.
watch it. I wouldn't. Nick, I don't think you should watch it now because it might be too much for your respiratory system to handle that last like 40 minutes.
Okay, good to know.
When you're healthy again, if you haven't seen, have you seen it
I
yet?
have not seen it yet, no.
Put it on. If you are you into like weird cult classic shit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not like big into like super violent, like slasher type shit. So I'm getting the vibe. I don't know.
Well, no, it's more 3/4 normal movie and then 30 minutes of like gore that you weren't ready for.
See, okay, all
And
right.
it's not like Rob Zombie gore. It's more like, never thought about that before.
Oh, okay.
And it's not like over the top where you're like, that's fake as shit. It's like,
Yeah.
oh, how that would have happened. Oh. Oh, that's not
Oh,
good.
okay. All right.
Not
Well,
good. So yeah, Bone Tomahawk. Well, it's
Bone
phenomenal.
Tomahawk. All right. I will add that to the list. I will add that to the list.
Okay. Last thing
Yes.
before we, and I know you need to go. You're not feeling great. I've tried to yak my brains
No,
out
you're doing
here.
great. You're doing great. You're giving the people a show, damn it.
It's a show, all right.
It's a show.
Full kimono, you know what I mean? I didn't even wear a hat this time. I'm
I
giving you
know. This
full.
is like casual Trey. Normal
Yeah.
lighting, no
Yeah.
sunglasses. I mean, my God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is not really a movie, but something I want you all to get your brains thinking about here.
Uh-oh.
And I know some of you still don't listen to my bullshit about the whole moon thing and blah, blah, blah. I want you to start thinking about Antarctica.
Antarctica. Okay.
Oh yeah, buddy. Oh yeah. Start with the Project High Jump.
Project High
Learn.
Jump.
Yeah, all you got to do is Google it. It's declassified. It's a real thing.
Okay.
Start there and then let your brain and be pragmatic, folks. That's the thing we have extremes on both sides, and everybody just wants you to jump on one side or jump on the other. That's all people want to do. There's very few of us that are like curious enough to be like, let's give this a shot. And you're like, okay, this is horseshit, blah, blah, blah. Or it's like, no, wait a minute. Let's actually think about this for a little bit.
Okay.
So I've got really, really, really into the Antarctic mystery. And I would tell your folks to do the same. And perhaps in the future, maybe we could discuss Antarctica and how it's really, really weird.
I'm down for that. So Project High Jump, we need to look into that.
Start there because that you cannot argue with. That is declassified information. We're like, okay, well, obviously something weird is going on in Antarctica
Okay.
because that's, and then to know that there's like 20 other countries as well, and Antarctica's split up amongst them, and even if you go there, you can only go to your little zone, and no one can go to like certain zones in the middle, and it
Okay.
a lot of weirdness going on, and I've got my own thoughts about some of it, but maybe we're not ready for it tonight. But
Okay. All right. Okay.
start with Project High Jump.
I'm gonna need a cigar for that conversation.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I
Yeah.
still like there's several I go back and I'm like, okay, that part I think is bullshit. Let's go into this next part. I'm like,
Yeah.
well, there's something there. Okay.
Okay.
And yeah, really into that. Now the moon thing, still it's funny, you know, all of a sudden
Okay.
the moon is rusting. I don't know if you knew that.
You were mentioning this to me, I think, at some point.
It was on CNN
Yeah.
talking about the moon rusting.
I'll be damned.
I'm like, well, that's weird. Why would it rust?
Why would it
That's strange.
rust?
Strange. And then I don't think we really talked about this in the last time either, but we landed something on the moon.
Yes. Little
Did we
rover.
discuss that? No, did we
I
discuss
don't
this?
remember if we discussed this or not, and how it fell over.
Yeah, fell over,
Yeah.
which, Mike, that's weird. Like, after all this time, we can't even land something on the moon, like, let alone get, we can't even land it on the moon. Like, it tipped over and it's unmanned. Well, I'm glad old fucking Neil Armstrong didn't tip over. Like, but yeah, it tipped over, and then we did get video back, and it was better than India's video, which, if you didn't watch when India landed on the moon recently, they had to CGI some of it, and India admitted it's because there's no way to get a reliable signal, so we had to fill in some things. Like, they were transparent about what they did.
Yeah.
Us, you know, we released the video, and of course, the first thing people notice is like, why is it less resolution now than it was back then? And of course, NASA, and I think this was also on CNN, said, well, it's because now we're using digital. You know, before we used film, and now it's digital. And I'm like,
Well, wait
wait,
a minute.
so.
How did they use film if they were on the fucking moon and broadcasting live?
Well, I'm just telling you what NASA said.
Oh, shit.
The reason the definition is different is because this time it was digital.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Thanks, guys. It's
Okay.
getting weird. So there's your moon update.
Right.
So
All right. Well, we have a moon update. So there we go.
I've probably we've got, what have we got about an hour now?
Yeah, we're right about
We
an hour
gave the
now.
people, this is what the people
Look,
want. They
they
want
got
an
a
hour.
solid show out of you. They got travel stories. They got teases of upcoming cigars from Aladino. And we even talked about the moon and Antarctica. But
More to
you know what we
come.
haven't talked about yet? My monthly
What?
cigars, which is a premium cigar subscription service that you get a box of cigars to your door every month. Come in a variety of sizes. I get the Robusto, which is four cigars for $30. They have the El Presidente, which is eight cigars for $50. And if you use the offer code Pulpit, Pulpit, you get free shipping on your first box. And while you're there, check out the fucking good coffee, which I'm drinking some right now. It's gone a little cold on me, but it's still okay. And you get the lounge blend or the daily press, and it's all good. So it's mymonthlycigars.com.
Old Gervais needs to figure out how to make coffee that hydrates you.
See, now that would be nice.
You wouldn't need the people, right? You would just need fucking.
Or at the very least, coffee where like after like an hour or so of me drinking it, I don't immediately have to run to the bathroom and take a giant shit.
That's part of the beauty.
That's just coffee in general, I mean.
I actually prefer that. Like, I know when I drink this coffee, light this cigar, I know what's going to happen.
Nice.
And hope you don't spend 2 nights there. But,
Well, yeah, you don't want to spend that long. No. Anyway, well, I'm on Instagram at the Cigar Pulpit. I'm on Facebook where we have the Pulpit Parishioners group, Twitter slash X, and YouTube where you can watch us. And guys, head on over to Eventbrite, that's BRITE.com, and search for Pulpit Fest 2024. If you go to Eventbrite.com and search for that, you can reserve your tickets for Pulpit Fest 2024 down at Ashenale. It's August 23rd through the 25th. Tickets are free. I just need a head count. So just head on over there and sign up for that. And I have posted that link all over the place too, but you can do that and do that. So anyway,
I signed up already. I signed up.
perfect.
Prison.
I mean,
Don't fuck around. Sign
no.
up. We need a head count. Let's fucking do this. It's gonna be massive. It's gonna be awesome.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be way better than previous years. It's gonna be just amazing. Amazing. Not the
I can't
previous
wait.
years have been bad. This year's just gonna be way different.
You're taking things to a new level, which is what you're supposed
Precisely. We're amping it up. We're going
to. You're
crazy.
growing. You're a grower.
I'm not falling for that. Where can people follow you, Trey Mac?
The best way to do it is just on Instagram, Trey Mac Travels. That's probably the best. I'm also on X under a whole different thing that I've been doing for a while. That's a Deep Space Primate.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, this one I've never said before. This is for my little side gig, my little side peeps. Deep Space Primate. I've decided I'm coming back. I'm coming back on X. I'm reinvigorating Deep Space Primate. Now it's Prime 8, the letter 8 or the number 8. Jesus Christ. The letter 8. What am I
There it
talking about?
is. Yeah, Deep Space Prime and the number 8.
Yeah. So if you do want to hit me up on Twitter, that I like to get weird over there.
Okay.
Instagram is like, let's talk about cigars, travel, whatever you want. I'll do some cool pictures. Deep Space
I like
Primate.
this tweet from December 26th of 2020. Note to everyone out there, Tinder is crazy lit the morning after Christmas.
That's kind of how the Deep Space Primate operates, which
Oh my
maybe
God,
I
that's
bring
awesome.
back. Maybe I bring back because after taking a calendar year off of online dating, 2 nights ago I opened it all back up.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I'm talking Tinder, Bumble. And you want to know what the weird thing I've learned is that's changed
What's
something
that?
that. When I got out of the game, this was not a thing yet.
What's that?
Oh, it's a thing for our age group anyway. You want to get girls that are 30 to 45.
Facebook? Yup. I'll tell you right now, so far, that has been by far the best platform.
When did this
But
happen?
I
It
will say
wasn't.
this, but I will say this. You gotta search through the shit on that one, man. 'Cause the thing about it, since it's free, the fucking floodgates are open, man. Like you get everything. So
Troglodytes.
like it's not narrowed down to people that are willing to pay for it. It's just like
Oh
everybody.
yeah. Oh yeah.
So, you gotta be careful there.
Yeah, but I've been shocked. I mean, a year, things have changed in a little over a
I
year.
don't disagree.
And
It's not the dumpster fire it used to be.
no. Now that
There's
said,
still
that's not
elements of it, but
It's not the age group I typically want to date.
I saw this one gal a little while, maybe about a week or two back, and I looked at her and I just immediately was like, Trey Mack would love to meet her.
Oh, I know why.
She had a gigantic forehead. I mean, it was just like fucking, it was, she looked like a goddamn Conehead extra, dude. I mean, it was just like, I'm like, shit, that's Beldar's daughter, you know? I mean, like, I immediately was like, yep, Trey Max being her.
What do they call those? You put on the ring?
Oh, yeah, the little fuzzy ring thing.
Pleasure ring.
Yeah.
Oh, totally down to do some pleasure ring.
Oh, my God. What did they used to eat and drink?
It was I don't
remember. There was like something, I don't know, whatever. Beers they would get. They wouldn't take the rings off. They would just take the six pack back. And anyway, whatever. I don't know.
But Weezy, you must snarf all the Garthot.
Oh my God. Anyway, no, I saw that and I was just like, oh, yep. That's true.
I was on Facebook.
Yeah.
You should have sent it to me.
No. I'm sorry. It was, I think it was Bumble. Yeah, I think it was Bumble.
Send me all the foreheads you got.
You know what? If I can figure out a way to do that, I will do that. I think there's ways you can share. I don't know.
And I'm going to give another shout out here. So we got Ash and Ale coming up for Pulpit Fest. I know it's a ways off, but make your plans now.
It's a ways off, but it's coming up super quick. I mean, for fuck's sake, we're already in March.
Yeah, and not only that, like the more people we know are going, we've got some cool ideas to do some cool shit out there.
For sure.
We do need a head count to make some of that work.
Yep.
Or at least like a roundabout number.
Yep.
So please, folks, like, sign up. Sign up now. Try to make your plans. It's going to be a blast. I mean, who doesn't want to be in Florida? It's awesome down there.
You know, I haven't
checked. Ken's checked badass. The more I've gotten out of Ken, like, that dude's about as cool as it gets. So you'll have a great time. Florida's a great time anyway.
For sure.
And yeah, definitely go. But that said, another little plug here that I haven't really quite filled you in on yet personally.
Okay.
But Joel and I will be driving through St. Louis.
Oh, dang.
At the end of April.
Okay.
So number one, we should just plan on getting together. I would say Joel has never been to Top Shooters.
We need to change that.
Yeah. And I haven't been to Top Shooters since Girls Were Girls. You know what I mean?
I get it. I get it. It's been a minute.
And so we should do a show from Top Shooters, like April. I'm rolling through there like April 22nd through the 25th, something like that.
Okay. Yeah, we can make it. Oh, yeah, we can make that work. Well, we'll talk offline about that. Yeah.
But either way, like anybody in the St. Louis area, you want to get weird? Meet us at Top Shooters.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Giving you a heads up now. We can have a little live session. You know, pretty much every time I've gone to Top Shooters, something stupid is happening.
Weird shit does tend. It just follows you in general. So
it really does. Yeah. There's nothing I can do about it. No.
So
it's part of my matrix. There you go.
We can make it work. So, all right. Well, guys, sorry, no cigars this time, but it just wasn't going to happen. So, but you got fun stories, and that's what counts.
And we've forgotten so many of them. There's plenty of them I probably can tell.
I need somebody to go back over all of the episodes you've been on and figure out a list of all the stories you've teased and never told. Because that is key. Because I know there's a bunch of them. So
I'm sure. And there will be probably more of them. I mean, we're going to be in Vegas in a few days.
This is true.
You never know what's going to happen in Vegas.
This is true.
We'll see. But yeah, no, and parishioners, if I've ever teased something and got to tell it, put it in the comments.
Yeah. Let the man know. He will share his stories.
There's only a couple of stories that I definitely cannot tell. on the top of my head, there's two where I'm like, yeah, those will be for private moments.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
and that's the beauty of Pulpit Fest. You get to hear those stories.
You can hear those stories live at Pulpit Fest.
Exactly. So, all right. Yeah. Trey, thank you so much for taking time out, man. I
Brother,
really do appreciate it.
I'm sorry you're under the weather, and
It
but here's the
happens.
thing. Parishioners, listen. He was under the weather. He didn't want to cancel this show, even though this has not been easy for him. And you need to thank him for that. I mean, a lot of people will just out. My man here was like, the show. In fact, you wrote the words, the show must go on. And I'm like, I'm there.
Show must go on. So, all right,
You got to
guys.
get the people over here.
There you go. Well, this has been another sermon from the Cigar Pulpit. I'm Nick.
I'm Trey Mack.
Everybody, stay safe and stay smoky. I need more Pedialyte. I ran out during the show. That's why I had to switch to the
Yeah,
coffee.
you drank that, mother. Your coffee's not going to help you, bro.
No, it's not. Later, guys.